Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It is October 4th, 2023, your AEW Dynamite post-show review. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Get those super chats in. Get those humper chats in. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. Hey, if you want your question statements read on the air every week, go subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I do a Q&A show there every single week. This afternoon, you got a little bit of a taste of that. We did the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, an hour of just answering your super chats and humper chats. But by God, we're here again, and we got plenty more to talk about. We got Alex Pawlowski, who will not be joining me next Tuesday because, Alex, I don't know how else to put this, but in the spirit of the night, you're a fucking E-drone, and I hate you next Tuesday. Bring it,
man.
Bring it. I'm on the Tony payroll.
I would so much rather be watching Jay White versus Hangman Page than Cody Rhodes come in and go, oh, by the way, we're starting the tag tournament we do every year. This is my major announcement. Listen, I'll be your E-drone to fill your little role that we're playing when we're LARPing next week. But I would rather be watching AEW. Let me tell you
that. Oh, my God. You're going to be the stand-up for WWE guy next week.
That's what I'll be. I will be that.
I need to rush deliver you a hat. Did you get your YouTube play button?
I did.
Look at that beauty. Look at that beauty. I just want to say sincerely, Alex, thank you for all the work that you have done with us over the last, what is it, 7 years that we've been doing this?
7 years.
That is insane to think.
Yep, over Alex, 7 years now, yeah.
Alex, Jimmy, and I are the three remaining day one people from Fightful. And to be honest with you, a lot of the day one people from Fightful lasted a very, very long time. So, but he was the one that was here from day one of YouTube. So I felt like you absolutely deserved one. And Jimmy agreed. So glad that that got to you as well. But
it's great.
Look at those beauties.
They're beautiful. Love it.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We have plenty of backstage news for you guys as well. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, is now the best $54 a year in the business because we're offering year-long memberships now where you can actually save by subscribing ahead of time. We reported that Julia Hart and Lee Johnson would be taking some time off as Julia is, you know, they're getting married.
Yeah.
They got their honeymoon planned. It's one of those things, Alex, where it's like not great timing because she's super over, but also she just lost a title match. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for her to be gone for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, poof, she's back. And people are like, hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, the first time she comes back with that amazing entrance, people are going to go nuts. Also, she did such a fantastic job selling the end of that match. Where she was being carried off over Brody King's shoulder with her arms just dangling there like she was completely dead. I think it's great. Congratulations to the newlyweds. That's awesome. And this is what is great. AEW has an embarrassment of riches in their women's division. They have all of these hugely over stars and rising stars that could be hugely over stars if they were put. You know what would be great is if on your 2 hour show on Wednesday and your 2 hour show on Saturday and your 1 hour show on Friday, you had, let's say, a minimum across all 5 hours of six women's matches as opposed to the current three. So I'm saying doubling the current allotment of women's matches every week would be good because, as we saw with the ratings, people want to see women's matches in AEW. They're great. They're going to continue to get hugely over. More
Julia
women's
got
matches.
Great viewership numbers on Saturday.
That's right.
Tony Storm, let's go ahead and talk about that right now. Because there were a lot of things. I just want to pat myself on the back. I don't consider myself an incredible analyst or anything like that. I'm really good at reporting the news, but one of the things I said I felt like was very, very important to the women's division, I've been saying it for about 3 months, find a way to get over in less than 2 minutes. If you can find a way in less than 90 seconds, okay, are you good to go? RJ City and Tony Storm and these segments that led to Timeless Tony Storm were perfect for that.
Yep.
In that, it actually took like 9 minutes, but they divided them up into these little 1 to 2 minute clips. And RJ City is the perfect person to play off of Julia Hart, but Tony Storm in this. Mm-hmm. And today he's like, "You're not even old. Why are you flipping out?" And she goes, "You know what? You're right. I'm timeless." And what we see is makeup that is very reminiscent of hot. Yep. Laurel Van Ness, which is Chelsea Green's alter ego. Mm-hmm. And I get the feeling that Chelsea was probably tipped off to this, and that's why she posted that thing a couple weeks ago during the release. That led to a lot of people think she was getting released. But we had some of that. This led to the match with Sky Blue. But really, the thing that people were talking about was the entrenching that character of Tony Storm, which is so over. She's wearing the old style gear.
Yep.
She threw to the commercial, Alex.
So good.
And then afterwards, when she thought they were already on commercial, she goes, "How about a titty slap?"
She's the best. She's the best character in all of wrestling. I won't hear any anecdotes to the contrary. I love her. I love her so much. And this is what I love about what she's doing is that not only was she able to get this character over and everyone loves it so much and we look forward every time as much as we can see Toni Storm. She was able to do all of that without being anchored to a championship. But not only that, it required her to lose the title that she had so that she could spiral into this place. Yes. Like, that's some great stuff. Because this is the thing, as I always say, when you have people who are big enough, who you say, man, this person needs a title, this person needs a title, and there aren't enough titles to go around. ROH titles appearing all over the place, notwithstanding, there aren't enough titles to go around everybody. We want to have titles. So what can you do when you don't have a title to stay over and stay in a place where we want to see you on TV, even if you're not part of a title program? I honestly don't care if Toni doesn't have a title for another year. She can just do this forever. Just finding new people to interact with, she's amazing.
She's phenomenal. She is absolutely phenomenal. Michael Carter says they need to put RJ City with Toni as her old-timey Hollywood manager and handler. He's too perfect with all of his outdated movie references. Yeah. Listen, I know RJ a little bit. We are still Quizzle Mania tag team champions, technically.
Wow.
We've done a ton of interviews together. That guy is more quick-witted than anybody I have ever encountered in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And that covers quite a lot of ground, man. Like, you cannot stump him. You cannot fluster him. There is no situation in which he is out of his depth. If you need him to bump, well, he certainly doesn't want to do it, but he will do it.
He will.
that is certainly a situation.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we can understate how important that RJ City was to what we saw here. And I think that's just phenomenal. Darren Walker says, Toni Storm, my favorite female wrestler today. Not only a great wrestler, but outstanding character work too. She's so awesome. She is awesome. She is knocking it out of the park. And I'm glad that we're seeing, especially more women within AEW, realize that you can turn a character way, way up and amplify it and get it super over.
Yeah.
Willow is perpetually over. She's going to be over because she is the bubbly, wonderful personality. Britt is an anchor of the division. Saraya, as I have said, is the most famous person in their division.
Mm-hmm.
Sheeta is always going to maintain the respect of being one of their champions. And now you've got some characters that are developing. And this is before Thunder Rosa comes back.
And before Jamie Hayter comes back.
Yeah, before Jamie Hayter comes back as well.
There's all these... Julia Hart has created this amazing persona and aura about her. Every time she comes out, the crowd's singing along with her. It's an amazing thing. It's so great.
And
I love it all.
This is before we get into what Athena and Billy Starks are doing in ROH, which is working fantastically for them.
It is unconscionable to me that the one title in ROH that never appears on AEW is the women's title because of how great Athena is and how she needs to be in front of an audience. Like, the one title that never shows up on AEW is the women's title.
Even if it was a squash match.
Yeah.
Like, if it was somebody dashing to hit her and she moved out of the way, turnbuckle, eclipse, there you go.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, see more of this on ROH. Please, anything. Bailey says, need the Timeless Classics podcast with Toni and RJ. I want RJ to be her personal interviewer.
Yeah.
Like, type of thing. As great as Renee is. Warren says, Toni is also in the Mildred Burt biopic, so her character fits that era and role. I wonder if that was part of the motivation. And
it might have been.
Fightful Select, best $5 in the business, reported it was supposed to be Liv Morgan and Charlotte in that. So, don't know what happened there. Zach Barber said, Toni is the best crazy character in wrestling since Macho Man Randy Savage. Yes, I said it.
She's amazing.
I think there are several people. I think Alicia Fox played the crazy role very well, to where you go, was she supposed to do all that?
Yeah, I know. That's true.
There were a lot of people that played it well.
There were a lot of times where I was like, I don't know if that's a shoot, brother. She was doing some stuff.
She did really, really well also. Man, I just thought she knocked it out of the park. Unfortunately, TBS has not been knocking it out of the park, Alex. So,
no.
Last week we had what we call the Robo Jimmy or Disco Jimmy or the Robo Will with the voices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unfortunate. And then this week, they messed up the listings for AEW Dynamite and listed it as a completely different time, which is going to affect viewership numbers, DVR, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Then this week, a Roddy Strong and Adam Cole vignette that we're going to talk about aired without audio. Tony was getting like, he was pretty clearly annoyed by this.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And I'm not saying anything that anybody doesn't know here. Like, I think that it was pretty evident he was annoyed by this based on his tweets. And he did mention that AEW got an overrun, which ended up being a massive overrun mm-hmm. by the end of the night. But like, these are three pretty big errors, and everybody points the finger at AEW. Well, I got that NordVPN.com/Fightful, Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can just switch back and forth, which is what I do. I keep TBS up on one screen. I got the fight feed on another. So I luck out. But, man, I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, this is this again? This is going down again? How can this happen?
Frankly, I don't know. Frankly, I don't know how you can how the that kind of audio can just.
I feel like Tony was about one segment away from being this.
Yes,
that was about to be Tony on the phone with TBS there. Mm-hmm. So we did. And Maddie Nice says, "Can you find out why AEW always has audio issues?" And Mike DeJeweler says, "Death taxes and AEW audio issues. WBD is too big of a network. This should not happen. The Cole Roddy segment, if seen once, would be great. Repeat was eh. Let's get that special project going. Can't wait, bro. Wardlow finally back. About time. FTF." Yeah, as far as the audio issues go, like, it makes me feel bad for AEW because this was not on them. And
no.
But what we did finally see was a wonderful segment of Adam Cole, who put off his ankle surgery to go visit Roddy. Mm-hmm. And even without the audio, we could tell some of the things that were being said.
Yep.
He had Adam move furniture for him. He got him a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
It was corny. It was cheesy. It was fun. I like this. But the weird thing is, you know what I left this actually thinking?
What?
Why don't we ever see shit like this with the Elite? Like,
I don't know.
The four, like, the guys who made a lot of their fandom on doing stuff like this, largely are on TV. They're just, hey, here's the guys that started the company, as opposed to, hey, here's the guys that cultivated such a great audience with their senses of humor and their funny little jokes and being corny sometimes. And I see somebody say, because they do that on BTE. Well, here's the thing. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I want to see them further this on TV as well. Like, I want to be able to, I know they've got BTE and all that, but like, a fraction of the audience watches BTE.
Right.
But the segment in all, what'd you think of it?
It was all right. I'm left with more questions than answers. I think that's the point. The idea being, well, if the whole ankle thing's a work, and it certainly appears to be, because if it was a shoot, they wouldn't have put off the surgery for such a long time. But this calls more into question the identity. Tonight I was not really happy with the way they followed up on the end of Dynamite last week. I felt like there was a lot more intrigue, and they skipped a couple of weeks of trying to find out who else it might be if it wasn't MJF, like some breadcrumbs of theories and people being interviewed, MJF trying to find out who's the real assailant. Like, there's some interesting stuff that could have happened, and they skipped right to Jay White thinks MJF is full of crap and he challenges him to a match. And also Adam Cole, who was everybody's top suspect, it's either Adam or Roddy, and they're off doing some little comedy skit, not related to this at all. And I was just really excited for, like, the, you know, who shot JR, who ran over the Rock thing.
Bullet Club think it was MJF that shot JR. That's what they feel like.
That, yes.
I'll say this, AEW has done a fantastic job of keeping me guessing as somebody whose job it is to find out everything I can possibly find that I'm not supposed to find out about. They have done a phenomenal job of making me be like, is it or isn't it?
Right.
They're doing really, really great at that. We've got ShotKid29 saying Tony is truly brilliant. We got a bunch more super chats about Tony, even after we talked about the segment, which I love. It says Sky Blue had some subtle character stuff this week with darker eyes while acting more reserved and aggressive after Julie is missed. Could we get Mercedes next week too? I think if we were getting Mercedes next week, they would announce it.
They would advertise it.
Because people are asking me, oh, Roman on NXT? And I'm like, are you kidding me? The whole point is they want you to tune in ahead of time for this. I was explained that Julia's Mist doesn't have the same capabilities as Malachi's Mist.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yes, that's how it was explained to me. Malachi's Mist is a special mist.
Right.
That does that. I will say, I did laugh a little bit. My wife watching AEW recently, and she saw Malachi's makeup, and she goes, he's going to stop at some point, right? She's like, surely he's not going to keep going.
No, just here, not the whole thing.
Yes. Just here. She's like, he's got to stop.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Tom LaValle says 100% RJ is perfect for Tony. Sawyer says, move over Okada Zoom. Tony is ready for a close-up. The crane close-up, Alex.
Yeah, that would be amazing. The other thing I was thinking of that would be perfect for her is we see sometimes you'll have a character in wrestling that has their own private cheering section. And how great would it be people in like full-length opera gloves giving her a little thing and then throwing her roses at the end of the match? That would
this
be
is,
awesome.
This is something similar to I think I had pitched this for Hideo Itami years ago. Where I wanted him to be like, no, this is how an audience is supposed to act.
Right.
And he would have his own fans out there politely clapping. Mm-hmm. I think it could work. I think it would be phenomenal. Oh, boy. Let me tell you. The self back pat of all back pats is coming for our main event segment, Alex. And I can't I can't wait to just point at you like this.
Okay.
Bill says RJ City should be Tony's personal James Lipton. Yes. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes. Anime Otaku says, is it bad I want Tony to target the more curvy ladies for a titty slap spot like she's jealous or something?
I mean, Is it bad? I don't know if it's bad. It says something about you. That's what I will say.
It says also she should end a promo and go to ads. Yes, she should be throwing to ads.
She should be throwing to ads all the time.
She can make it cool to go to a commercial break. Says yes, it's bad. Good. Just so you know, this is the female contingent. Before that comment, Fightful did have the highest female demographic in wrestling news.
It's true. We did. Not anymore. Nope.
Formerly. Oh, and during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too.
That's true.
Oh, boy. Golden Jets interview is interrupted by Adam Copeland, in which he reintroduces himself to Renee, talks about ketchup chips, reintroduces himself to Jericho. Of course, he should. Mm-hmm. And then he meets Kenny Omega, and Kenny gets his little hee-hee in there. He said, you had me on the edge of my seat, which popped the live crowd. This is good. Just him meeting people is an event.
Yeah. No, that when he listed all these people that that'll be first-time matches, the fact that that it's so crazy of the overlap that he was gone. He got hurt and was out for the entirety of Moxley's run in WWE. They were never around at the same time. So if he never wrestled Dean Ambrose. He like that there he will be wrestling Jon Moxley for the first time is really interesting to me. All these first time, not just people who are young, but people who have been in this business forever that he still never had a chance to wrestle. There's some really great stuff there. For this, I really like him just being like, hey, I'm new here. How you doing?
Yes.
Adam Copeland, how's it going?
Don Callis later on gave us the unfortunate news. Sammy not wrestling tonight. Mm-hmm. He's got Kyle Fletcher. Also unfortunate, Mark Davis is hurt again. That blows.
I love this as a way to keep Kyle Fletcher around.
I do too.
Like the idea
he lost, so he's not gonna be.
Well, but the idea of Will Ospreay speaking up for his boy,
yes,
saying I would like you to give this guy a shot. I mean, anything to keep Kyle Fletcher on TV because I think he's great. This really sucks for Mark Davis and Aussie Open because I think they had so much momentum going into and maybe even coming out of that match before he got hurt. But I always hate it when one member of a tag team gets injured and they're like, okay, well now you're both on the shelf. Yes. I think you can do a lot more with Kyle Fletcher by himself.
And Don dumped him pretty quickly, but we did get this match and it went on for a while, but we're going to talk about the post-match after.
Yeah.
Jericho and Omega defeated Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita. Omega pinning Kyle Fletcher. It's like, yeah, okay. That makes an awful lot of sense. This match went long. I am not that invested in this after seeing already, I think I'm like 3 or 4 Takeshita Omega matches and tag matches into this to where I'm like, no, okay, I get it. I get it. And Callis has all this heat and all that stuff. But I'm like, I'm struggling to necessarily just get into it. And the heat is going to have to transfer to the right type of people. Here we go. When's the heat going to transfer to people actually in his family? It overshadows every person. It doesn't overshadow Takeshita, I don't think. I think that putting Sammy there is the right move because he's the type of person that needs that. He needs a mouthpiece. He's needed something.
Right.
However, what we got, because, hey, it was a good match. Jericho and Omega won.
You knew that,
but Hobbs showed up.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Hobbs whooped their asses for about 42 and a half minutes, it felt like. This was way too long for me. This was a sustained ass whooping.
Yes.
How did you feel?
I don't know what I thought when he He throws him over the barricade, takes him outside, rips off something out of a little barricade, like one of those wire ones and metal ones, and then lays it over Kenny so Kenny can, like, stick his head between there. And I was like, oh, I thought that you laid it down because you were going to spine buster him onto it or something. He just kind of, like, just stomped on a little bit, then put him back in the ring. And then Don Callis doesn't know how to duct tape somebody to ring ropes because that was all screwed up for the longest time. And it led to Don Callis giving a chair shot to Kenny Omega. Like, Hobbs was going to do it, which I'm pretty sure would have just murdered Kenny Omega. But Don Callis wanted to do it instead. And they still got the unprotected chair shot, which I don't know. I'm waffling back and forth.
I'm going to look into seeing if the chair was gimmicked, if what the situation was there.
They did a good job on commentary saying after the opening match between Phoenix and Nick Jackson, that Nick Jackson went to the hospital to get something looked at and Matt Jackson went with him.
Yes.
We know Adam Phenomenal. Hangman Page is not there. So there's nobody who's a friend of Kenny Omega who can come down and save him. And because looks like Jericho burned his bridge with everybody he used to run with, nobody's coming to save Jericho. So it was just this sustained ass beating. I will say that all of the fact that I did not like the actual beatdown or all of it didn't really resonate with me. What does resonate with me is Powerhouse Hobbs in the Don Callis family. Like, Powerhouse Hobbs and Takeshita for tag champions, please. And like, just the idea that weeks, months ago, when they first teasing the Don Callis family, I was like, I love the idea of Don Callis going around the locker room with briefcases full of cash and offering them to the biggest, hardest hitters he can find. And the top guy he should go after first, I said at the time, was Powerhouse Hobbs. He's great. He's not affiliated with QTV anymore. He's his own dude. But you know what he loves? Beating people up. And if he can get a little extra cashish to do it, he's going to love
it. The one man APA.
Yeah.
The one man APA. I would love that. Like, he's got a short-term contract with Don Callis. Listen, yep. I'm not opposed to how they did it tonight. I did think the beatdown was sustained.
Yeah.
But I like Corey's idea here. He says, would have been more intriguing if Don selected Hobbs and Takeshita to tag, as much as I love Fletcher. Yes, and I think, I know a lot of people won't like this. I feel like Hobbs should have ran through both of them.
Yeah.
Takeshita didn't even need to tag in. Mm-mm. Like, Hobbs is like, okay. And then he grabs a wad of money afterwards after he ran through both of them.
Yeah, they're very big on the, oh my God, so-and-so is here. We didn't know this was going to happen. And they would rather have Powerhouse Hobbs come in after at the end to, like, be a shock. Oh, is he aligned with this? As opposed to Don Callis saying, Powerhouse Hobbs is aligned with this and he will be tagging with Takeshita.
And I also see why they wouldn't have done what I just mentioned on the air, because Wardlow did that in another segment. So
that is true.
By the way, we'll get to that. Coy Stalling says, Ospreay's contract is coming up, Sean. Do you think he ends up in AEW? I think that if I were WWE, I'd be saying, hey, guys, how quickly can we get this NXT Europe gimmick going? Because we got a guy that we can pay a good amount of money to head that up, give it a lot of buzz. He can stay in the place where he has verbally said to me on the air he wants to stay. However, I get the feeling that as contract season is coming up, I feel like he's probably looking at it and going, wait, I can make how much money?
Yeah,
by going here and there and all that. And he's been very honest with me. Like, his mortality is something that he considers. And I mean, his in-ring mortality is something he considers more than ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got Tony. Actually, we read that one. Bailey says, shout out to the Dynamite commentary team. Legends. Indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Zach Schimmel says, wow, 2 years as a Fightful YouTube member, did an annual tier 2 subscription, best $106 spent. Much love to Fightful, the Fightful faithful and mods support. Great show tonight. Yeah, I mean, I have been adamant that we never raise Fightful Select above $5, but I mean, hey, if you subscribe for years at a time, you're pretty well immune to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wardlow is back. He destroys Griff Garrison. Like, he shows up, he, you know, walks out there, beats the living shit out of Griff Garrison. Cool. Wardlow should be like, hey, give me MJF. I beat him a year and a half ago, et cetera, et cetera.
There's no reason he shouldn't be. No, there's no reason he shouldn't be. There's like this thing. I love this. Now what happens next week? Because it shouldn't be exactly this again. But I want to know what he's here for. Like, he was off since June, they said. He started the match by attacking Garrison, hitting him from behind, and then he just power bombs him until the ref stops. He never makes a cover. Like, if Paul Turner doesn't call the match off, he's still power bombing Griff Garrison right now. And then he gets out of the ring, doesn't have his hand raised or anything, and just leaves. And I'm intrigued by this rage within Wardlow, because really he got screwed out of his TNT championship multiple times, and like, he hasn't been back since he lost it. So what is this? I see a lot of people like speculating what it could be, and none of those ideas are all that interesting to me. So I want to know where we might be going with this, but I am intrigued.
Yeah, I'm just glad to see him back. Also glad to see Butcher Blade and Kip Sabian on TV. I like all three of these guys. They lost to the Claimed and Daddy Ass. Sometimes I think you do need matches like this on Dynamite, especially. Yeah. Dynamite is very clearly your A show. I mean, sometimes Rampage gets more viewership than Collision at this point. But I think that sometimes you need to have this, and also you need to get these people on there. But also I think sometimes just throw on a 2-minute quick match where Butcher Blade and Kip Sabian beat the living shit out of somebody themselves.
That's also true. That would be nice to like, why are they're getting this shot against the champs? Because last week we saw them demolish three twerps. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's something interesting.
It is. MJF. Actually, we got to get to that momentarily, but we have the Orange Cassidy and Hook interview. Hook's stirring the pot a little bit. It's a little son of a bitch. He's a little shit stir. Look at him. He's like,
yeah, yes.
Yep. You should be you getting that title shot next week instead of John Moxley. Yeah, it's just me, though. He's pulling the old Sean O'Hare.
He is.
But all right.
He's gassing up his buddy, his new best friend, Orange Cassidy.
I love it. Samoa Joe does a promo with a cigar. Listen, I don't advocate smoking, but this guy, it's rules.
Smoking a cigar while drinking a glass of scotch has never looked so cool. I love the thread of this. Is like, there's something you understand about being a champion, is that hunger to be a champ, to remain a champ. And yes, MJF, you beat me. However, the match ended, you did earn my respect, but I will let you know something. I always find a way to eat. I'm like, it's so great. Samoa Joe is so good, man. You can throw him into anything you wanted from right now on. I also love that. Well, we'll talk about it, but I do love this. Everybody has a claim to want MJF's title. There's a bunch of people who want it.
As opposed to the interrupting promo. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Talking about interrupting promos. But this, we have multiple people stating cases, Alex. Adam Cole has a reason. Roderick Strong has a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe has a reason. Mm-hmm. Switchblade has a reason. Wardlow has a reason. There's a lot of people with reasons.
I mean, Adam Copeland straight up says, I want a shot at that world heavyweight title.
You know what I like, Alex? Versatility in booking and with my VPN. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top
of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
I mentioned this earlier, guys. Even if you don't use NordVPN or any of our sponsors, if you don't mind, go tweet them, tag them, and say, hey, I heard about this through Fightful. I'll tell you what was very flattering. This week, I interviewed both Sami Callihan and Sean Waltman, and I played that before our interview, and both of them are like, shit, you just sold me NordVPN. It's like, yes, that's going to the ad video. Thank God. Thanks for saying that on the air. Phil Wyatt said, did you find out while Sami got pulled from the match? I didn't, but you know what? And I will find out. Something that I realized this week when Damian Priest got pulled as well, like a few years ago, they just used to make up wild ass excuses or not acknowledge it or anything. Now it is just common, accepted, and generally understood by the audience. Sometimes people aren't medically cleared. We'll do this next week. And I'm glad that that happened. I'm glad that just that's become a thing where fans are like, well, you know, that sucks, but next week will be fine.
Right. No, yeah, I get it too.
Adam Weller says, I want a more freshness, even if the new era stuff was just for Adam Copeland. Tonight needed oomph for the NXT Clash and to be a showcase for new viewers. I feel like tonight had some of that. There was some stuff that I felt went a little too long, though. But I'll tell you what's fresh. Bryan Danielson and Swerve. We saw their promos, and they're facing off next Tuesday. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty good answer for NXT next Tuesday, Alex.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts? Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen one or both of them live in a backstage interview a week before this thing, which is out of the blue. Like it is like I love that they're doing the match. The match is gonna be great, but that was not a thing that was we were in that they weren't hovering around the TNT title. They weren't cutting promos last week about how they want the TNT title after they beat whoever so-and-so at Wrestle Dream. It's just a match now, and that's great. The match is going to be great, but I would like for them to build it live tonight in some way. I always prefer that. Also, it's one of those things where, gosh, Swerve beating Hangman felt like the beginning of some real momentum. Like, you weren't going to have this guy lose for a long time, right? Like, he's going to build some stuff. He's not going to lose. He's going to get some awesome match at Full Gear. He's going to win that. He's going to go all the way into January without having lost a match since October, right? And I guess maybe next week is the last match that he loses in October, but I don't see him beating Bryan Danielson, particularly because I don't see a heel versus heel match between him and Christian. So, I love that they're doing the match. And also, I'm of two minds. Don't want to see Swerve losing any more matches, because every time he gets hot, he loses a match or two in a row, and it just feels like...
I think that there is a pretty good built-in excuse for either one of these guys, but especially Bryan Danielson, that he got the shit beat and stretched out of him. I mentioned this on the post-show review. I don't rate matches individually because people get weird about it. But I will proudly proclaim whenever I deem a match 10 out of 10 based on my rating system, Zack Sabre Jr. and Bryan Danielson was a 10 out of 10. It's so much fun.
It is the greatest example of wrestling as art that I have ever seen in my life. That's what I said on my post-show.
Ray Phoenix defeated Nick Jackson. I mean, listen, we knew that this was Nick Jackson. He is who we thought he was. Yes. In 2019, we were looking at him and saying, like, damn, this guy's going to have some slapper, humper singles matches. I love that Matt Jackson's out there supporting him, because why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be? And this match was incredible. Sometimes AEW Dynamite just needs matches that are off the charts, unbelievable, and you go, I can't believe that happened. And I don't know what was into Phoenix this week. And I'm glad he's healthy.
Me too.
There was something. Like, he had a little bit extra juice in him. He would hit the frog splash and he would bounce up into the air.
Ah, so good.
or he would kick out Alex. And when he kicked out, he would land face first onto his shoulder. He would do the kick,
so good.
Hop up to the ring ropes, kick in the face, jump down in like one fluid motion. Phoenix was feeling it tonight. Like, he was really feeling it tonight.
Yep. Yeah, I'm it was great. It was so good to see. Like, I'm such a Phoenix guy from way back in Lucha Underground, and Nick Jackson is amazing, astounding. It's one of those things you never ever wish for anyone to get injured or be off TV for any reason. But either one of the Jacksons, if forced by circumstances to go on a singles run, would be one of the best singles wrestlers they have in the company. They're great. They're so good. Especially Nick. I love the what he does. This was an amazing match. Well, I think we all kind of figured we're going to get Phoenix, especially up, you know, like later in the night. Then they were like confirmed we're going to get Phoenix versus Moxley next week. So this is some good stuff. This is some
good stuff. A nod to our great friend Righteous Reg, who does the post ROH show here at Fightful. He does Indeed and Grapsity every Saturday. Ask Grapsity this week. He calls it Spot Foo. Great.
Spot Foo.
It's the perfect term for it, because
yep.
Some people love Kung Fu. A lot of other people, some other people will prefer John Wick or something a little bit more realistic or something. Now, granted, I haven't watched the last couple of John Wick movies, but hey. Tim, please let Luis know what the super chat was. That way we can have it read. So, Phoenix and Mox next week, we're going to run down that entire thing pretty soon. Yeah. We got the Stokely interview. Actually, we'll come back to that as I need to add some details to it. But Bullet Club Gold are out. And they straight up call out MJF. They're accusing him of attacking Jay White. MJF comes out. He's like, listen, here's a list of all the terrible things that I did. Mm-hmm. Why would I hide this?
Right.
And Ryan Dubb says, I think my super chat was missed also, talking about AEW stories coming out of nowhere. No, we'll read them as they come along, but
right.
Specify what it is. Specify right. What it is that helps us out a little bit. But what did you think of the MJF retort to Bullet Club? Because I mean, it made sense within the context of the story. Like, why would he need to wear a mask here? And the quick answer is, well, because he did the first time.
Right.
If he's done those horrible things, why did he need to mask the first time to begin with?
Right. There's very good chance that we somehow, it gets to a point where he's the reveal of the guy under the devil mask, and he takes it off, and Adam Cole's in there, and he rips off the thing. He's, it was me! It was me all along, Adam! Because there's always a chance that he's that scumbag who does it. But I understand why he would say, well, if it wasn't him, no, it wasn't me. And also, like, why would I hide it? I do all my horrible things out in the open.
Yes.
Except for now, when you are trying to make everyone think you are good and nice and pure and a decent dude.
Of course.
That would kind of belie that. So maybe you want to hide that. But also, like, then you would say, well, but then why would everyone would know it was me? But not if you denied it in this manner. This is some great stuff. I love the idea of it being somebody that we're not aware of, like some red herrings popping up. That's why I really wanted them to immediately dive into this. Who is behind it? Who are the four guys? Because there were four guys, and then the guy in the devil mask. So yes. who's I need to unmask everybody. And I would love it if we get one of those guys somehow is unmasked, and then they're trying to sweat him to get everybody else, but he's not snitching. There's some really cool stuff they could do with this storyline.
I think that there is a segment to be done with Bullet Club Gold, because after this, Switchblade Jay White hit the Blade Runner on MJF and got a title shot out of it. By the way, this will make MJF the longest reigning AEW world champion ever. Mm-hmm. Yep. And if he wins at Full Gear, he'll have it for a year. But I you know, Bullet Club are a little wily and dumb on the surface, but I like I always like the idea that guys like this are street smart, especially a guy like Juice Robinson. And I hope there's a segment next week where Juice goes, okay, now that we got the title match, we got to really talk about this. Max doesn't have four people that like him.
Right.
Like, so it's not him. We know it's not him.
Right.
But it was very convenient that we could utilize that and leverage a title match out of it. Mm-hmm. Good job. Now let's find out who the hell these guys are, because four human beings on this planet would not help him do that.
No.
And
also, that's a very interesting number, because the Kingdom is basically three guys. Even if Adam Cole is helping them, that's four. Is the fifth guy, who's the fifth guy? There's some really cool stuff there. Also, Bullet Club did it to Jay White, but hid the fact, well, there's only three other members of Bullet Club. Who are the other two guys? Like, there's really interesting ideas and possibilities here coming out of last week. There's never been a cliffhanger of an episode of Dynamite that I have been so eager to find out what's the next step in the story. And the next step in the story just being Jay White attacking MJF and being like, I want a title match versus you 6 weeks from now. Just didn't do it for me. I always want the heel to be like, I want a title match tonight or next week at the latest. And then you can figure out a way to like put it off until Full Gear. Having Jay White say, I want it 6 weeks from now makes me think either there's like an ulterior motive for why he wants it then and why he's putting it off until then, or that there's some stuff that they want to tell with the story ahead of time.
Sawyer says, shout out to Juice shouting that he has a rock hard taint on TBS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Bailey says, could we see the Acclaim join MJF while Adam is out? It evens the numbers up. Also could do Jay versus MJF Full Gear and at Bullet Club versus the Acclaim. So there was this backstage segment that played off of the tweets that Max Caster and MJF send each other, and they train together. So that's the history there.
Yes.
But the trainer is massaging MJF, and then Max Caster takes over, and MJF's like, dude, leave me alone. You've been leaving letters in my bags. Mm-hmm. You've been sending me really weird tweets.
Right.
And even Renee goes, yeah, those are very aggressive tweets.
They are.
like even really Renee is like, a little much.
Too much.
A little much.
Mm-mm.
Peyton says, do we think that Roddy keeps asking Adam to do things for him so the Kingdom can take out all of MJF's opponents? So either Roddy or Adam can take the belt off of MJF. So that one's one where I'm like, I don't know if they care who gets the title from who.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it goes that deep.
I mean,
well, let's analyze this a little bit, Alex.
The option is there for if Roddy is doing it. Is he doing it under the mask as MJF to make everyone think that MJF is really a bad guy? You know, like if he's trying to get everybody to see the light. I know I'm just really a bad dude. How am I going to prove it? I know. I'll steal the mask. I'll wear it and all this other stuff. I think we can all assume that it's not MJF. Let's just assume that first of all.
Yes.
That means somebody is framing MJF for attacking Jay White, which gets Jay White to demand a title match versus MJF. How does that help the guy who is framing MJF? Like, there's some really interesting, intricate storylines here that they could be telling. I hope that they are, and it's not just some, like, throwaway thing. We're going to find out it was MJF all along, and ha ha ha. I want it to be a really good, sink-your-teeth-into-it kind of story.
Matt says, what's Kyle O'Reilly's status with his injury? Do we know? At least internally, there are no plans. None whatsoever. That's
right.
The sad reality of it.
Just
want him to live comfortably, you know? And don't aggregate that because it's weird. But, I mean, guy's hurt.
Yeah.
Don't know Don't know when, if he'll return. That's the unfortunate reality. Doshi says, we need all three Adams together with Roderick Strong yelling, Adam! Then I'll do the three Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other confused. Listen, I love the meme culture of all of it. I'm still wishing we'd have Cage, Page, and Page in a cage, but it hasn't happened as of yet. Oh, man. Stokely does an interview. He announces Commander, Lince Dorado, Penta, and Johnny TV on Rampage. The winner becomes the number one contender for the ROH title. Well, Penta's winning that.
I mean, probably. Yeah, probably. Although I would love to see my old friend Johnny Mundo against Eddie Kingston. I'd love to see that. But yeah,
he's winning it. I'd love to see any of these four guys.
Oh, yeah. Especially like Commander. Just Eddie Kingston trying to backfist Commander out of the sky would be just the most fun I'd have all week.
I mean, we've seen Lindsay more than happy to throw down with other human beings on Twitter. I would love to see him in there just slugging it out with Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston. Yeah. I think Eddie Kingston and Lindsay Dorado would get along real well. Yeah. Yes, Boy says we need a new champion that smells like Tom Ford, not Burger King in Newport. Stokely is wild.
That line had me rolling. Oh, he is so funny sometimes.
He is. Ryan Dubb says, I really appreciate AEW with a flip of the switch starting to tell good stories. Whomever is in charge of that, give them the keys. These are good. Yeah, they're. I think they've been on a better streak of television over the last couple months. And now, let's be real, they can focus on screen instead of off screen.
Right.
And that's where most of the headlines are. And Edge is the kind of guy you want in your locker room.
Right.
Period. Like, he is the type of guy that you want there. So, Alex, we got an overrun tonight, but you know, sometimes when you're low on time, you got to shave a few minutes off, but not us. We can go as long as you want. But fortunately, we can help you shave a little something else off.
Let's be real. Big nasty pubes are gross. You want that tree to stand taller. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of landscaping. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of manscaping. With manscaped.com and that code FIFA, you're going to save 20% off your order and get free shipping. What a deal. And how about this? They've got a ton of deals on that site. They got a lot of bundles, a lot of packages to help out your package. But it's not just your package. It's your body. It's your hair. They got deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got foot deodorant. They got ball toner. They got everything at manscaped.com. And when you use that code FIFA, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Just a plethora of different options. Maybe you want to try a little bit of everything. Maybe you just want to try one thing. Well, Manscaped and the code FIFA will get you there. Make that tree stand taller and trim it up a little bit with Manscaped.
Tim says, I want to thank SRS for sending me down the rabbit hole of cover songs from The List Goes On today. Spent literally 2.5 hours on YouTube watching. Listen, there is one day where I am just going to do a show that is just random bullshit. Like, my wife's a school teacher, and on weeknights, I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, what? Like, I'm not on stream. What the hell's going on? There are going to be some nights when I'm just like, you know what? We're going to do one about cover songs that are better than the originals. That's what we're going to do.
Cool.
Well, name one. What do you think your top cover song that is better than the original is?
I used to know it. When I saw your tweet, I was trying to remember what it was, but I remember finding out that song that I love so much was actually a cover of an original that I didn't even know existed. And I can't remember what it is, but it's bothering me. And I'm trying to figure out for hours now.
The three that came to mind for me, Smooth Criminal, I think, as Alien Ant Farm, I think they took that song, especially considering what we know now.
Well, but they took that song.
They're, again, I mentioned Ready for the World. I love them, but NOJ had that great hit version of Love You Down in the 90s. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite music acts ever is Blondie. I think they're one of the most versatile groups ever. But Miley Cyrus just obliterated that song. Had a great one. Look at this. Boys of Summer by the Ataris. Mad World, Gary Jules. All kinds of good ones. See, this is a two-hour-long podcast.
Yep, can't do it.
Can't get me doing 2 hours about wrestling. But this, there we go. Next week, we got a loaded card. They said, all right, let's throw everything we can. Jay White, Hangman Page, Jericho and Hobbs, Mox and Phoenix 3. Great to see Mox is cleared for the title. Saraya and Sheeta. for the title. Copeland and Luchasaurus. Bryan Danielson and Swerve Strickland for a shot at the TNT title. Matthew Hook says, next week is loaded. Like, wow, ridiculous. Tyrone Kidd says, Swerve versus Danielson, big thumbs up. For Christian's title, shrug. Hey, listen, you put two top guys in there and say right. it for the title that just main evented the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarro Big L said, liking the amount of planning going on right now. Feel like the plot lines are getting better. Swerve versus Bryan will be a clinic. Just like one more women's storyline. I feel like Tony's Chelsea Green-like drama story is encompassing most shows. Well, you did have the Julia Hart thing going on. Mm-hmm. I do think that you need to come up with some peripheral stories and maybe some stories that integrate men with women as well.
Sure. Because
look at what that has done for Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Raw.
No, to me, it's made her a valet and not a wrestler. So, like, that's my thing. Like, she doesn't wrestle nearly as much as she should be. Also, if she's
dealing
healthy,
dealing with a kneecap that pops out every time she wrestles too.
Well, that's a separate issue. I mean, whatever. I do think it is weird that they're calling it Title Tuesday, but there are only two titles being defended. There's a number one contenders match for the third title, so I guess that's fine. But I also like for one of those titles that they're doing is Sheeta versus Saraya. Neither woman appeared in any form tonight.
To
that match.
They can appear on Collision or
yes,
Rampage.
That's true.
They can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Regis says, I think a great thing they could do is have a segment with the main suspects, MJF, Adam Cole, Roddy, and the devil appears at the top of the ramp, proving it's none of them. Right. But you can also say it was always one of the other four guys filling the role. Yeah. Possibly. Yeah, possibly. I'm hoping. I mean, it's very clear they're keeping Adam Cole on TV in some capacity.
Right.
Yeah. Due to
some of those Scream movies were great about like the audience all thinks it's one of these three people, and then the guy in the Scream mask comes out and stabs them all. Now who knows? Now who is it?
Yes,
like, they can do some stuff there.
And there are always more than one. So
yeah,
Adam Copeland comes out. It is so unusual to hear that song on AEW TV.
It is.
It is so unusual. So
it is.
Well, I can't tell this story in relation to the song. I can tell you off the air. But I did some digging about the song last Sunday for the FightfulSelect.com story. Please subscribe. And you know, I got it pretty well from WWE. It's not exclusively licensed, buddy. Why would we have? In what world did we think this was gonna happen? No.
Yeah.
Type of thing. They did such a good job. And like, I was so happy with our report because I broke everything down. It's like, okay, they don't own You Think You Know Me. They can literally just re-record it. So they did. And they had Beth Phoenix, as Dr. Chris Mueller found out from his interview with Adam Copeland. Beth Phoenix actually recorded that video. That is a nice little nod. But also, I know that they were very particular about making sure that this matched up. Because this isn't just as simple as, hey, we got the rights to the song, you hit play on it. They had to do an appropriate mix to make sure it was just right, Alex. And they nailed it.
Yep, they really did. It is one of the most iconic like song to wrestler combinations in WWE history. I will always remember when that song played at that Royal Rumble, when he came back after a decade and the crazy, crazy, crazy pop that he got. There's a lot of like where certain wrestling themes are tied to certain wrestlers, but also certain wrestler moments. And that will always be that for Edge. Is that pop when he came back at that Royal Rumble.
Guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. This is our main event segment. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching after the fact, leave a nice comment below. Also, if you want to help us out, leave a nice Apple review as well. We don't get as many over there because we are primarily a YouTube platform, but help us out. It'll go an awful long way. Adam Copeland comes out. He pays Tony Schiavone a very, very nice compliment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he runs down a list of all the people that he would love to face. And, like, I love that he mentioned Juice Robinson as well. Like, that is so cool.
I also love calling him the Stray Bullet. That's a fantastic little tag for him.
It is.
He does feel like a stray bullet sometimes.
He does. And then he talked about how retirement was on the table, but his daughter said, "You should go have fun with Uncle Jay." And that is Christian Cage. And he calls out Christian, who without saying a word is so good.
Yeah, man. He is
so good.
He's so good at it right now.
Sits there and looks like a dick, in which Adam Copeland mentioned.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what else he mentioned, Alex. He mentioned the fact that Christian stood above Sting with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Man, you went to the barber and you got the Sting haircut. You had the little rat tail. I was Luger," he said, Alex.
I know.
"I was Luger, Alex."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
"You scoffed at me."
No, I did not.
Said, "Ha, you've wanted your Sting and Luger team
you
forever.
Have. You have wanted it forever.
Since MJF and Cody, I've wanted it."
No, you've wanted it from... You were pitching that to me about people in WWE where we were reviewing Raw in 2018.
Yes.
Come on.
And this is... I've wanted it so bad. You go back.
Yes. Yes.
First off, that 95-96 WCW tag division absolutely fucked. We're like Nasty Boys, Harlem Heat, Steiner, Sting and Luger, The Outsiders, Fire and Ice, The Amazing French Canadians. Yeah. Go look into it. Yeah. Some incredible team. American Males were good then. There were some great teams, but Sting was always there, and he's the babyface, and he knows Luger's an asshole. Mm-hmm. But that's his buddy. Now, I know with MJF and Adam Cole, it's similar, but it's not quite the same.
Right.
Because Edge did not ask Christian to change whatsoever here.
He said,
"You're a horrible person. I just watched you do that to an icon, a legend, somebody that we idolized. I don't care. It's time for us to team again." He didn't care at all, Alex.
No, he says, I'll always love you. "You're my brother and I'll always love you. No matter what."
To which Christian replied with an embrace and a "go fuck yourself." Now, I feel like the show should have ended on that as opposed to having Luchasaurus come onto the ramp, but I understand they got a show to build.
Right.
That could not have been more perfect to me.
Oh, yeah. No. Adam Copeland cutting an amazing promo to a silent Christian was so good. This was an amazing little moment. And it is one of those deals where, like, man, you listen to everything that Edge says. He is in this he's put all of his chips in. He's in this for the long haul. He wants to do this. He wants to work here. He wants to wrestle these people. He wants to wrestle alongside Christian. Like, there's just some really amazing stuff that this is the beginning of. And it does, to forgive me, with Christian doing what he's doing and having this program opposite Adam Copeland, who they are treating as a huge, huge deal, which it is for the company. And MJF, like, doing whatever he's been doing for a while now, where it feels like he's just coming out and doing stand-up comedy insults. He's like Don Rickles coming out and cutting insults on people and doing this thing with Adam Cole, where he may or may not be injured or whatever. Christian standing there regally with the thing over his shoulder. He felt like the A champion to me tonight. He felt like the guy. Like, it was a very, it was an aura about him. Of course, he should do that. But in comparison to me, I looked at MJF as like, "Hey, I'm coming out here to call Juice Robinson a taint." And anyway, it didn't feel like there was a gravitas to what he's doing. I think it's all going to turn out to be great, But just comparing the two, Christian just felt like the guy.
He did. He did. And now he's hanging out with the Dungeon of Doom. And you're questioning, will we ever see him back again? Will he ever go back to his friend again? Or is he busy hanging out with Loch Ness and Z Gangsta? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Alan Mark says, hello all. It was good to see standards and practices were on the mute button for the Adam J show tonight.
Yep.
Isaac Shooter says, when do you think we'll see Adam Copeland get a world title shot? So he said, I would like to get that. But his goal is, it's time to team with Christian and win the tag titles.
Right.
Like, that's what his goal is.
Yep.
He might not ever get a title shot. Might not ever. What do you think the chances are of CM Punk returning to WWE? I said about 40 to 45% today. Like, I wonder if the ability to like stick it to AEW and just see how it goes will overcome them. I'm working on a story about it for Fightful Select for maybe the next week or so, or over the next week. But I think there's about a 40, 45% chance they'd have to have a real conversation with some of the people that don't like him.
Yeah.
Ronald Hollick says, could they tie in Swerve's loss at All In if Swerve beats Danielson and challenges Christian for the TNT Championship? Well, they're usually good at tying in a lot of that stuff. However, with Swerve, I mean, they completely abandoned the fact that he and Keith Lee even knew each other. So we'll see. I mean,
yeah, I would hope they would, because that's pretty recent. That Swerve, you know, and if Christian could be like, well, I don't view you as a threat. You were the one who lost us that match versus them in All In or whatever. And Swerve would very quickly prove why he was a threat, because he would probably just stab somebody that Christian is a friend of.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you on social media.
They can find me on the Twitter / the X at Alex Sour Graps. It is my wife and I, it is our 10th wedding anniversary next week. So this it also coincides with my daughter having Friday and Monday off for this weekend. So we're just going on this long road trip to Niagara Falls.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, we went when my wife was pregnant with our daughter.
Okay.
So we're going to recreate all these photos that we took
the first time
with her there and kind of like frame them side by side.
That's great.
It's going to be a cute little thing. So we're staying at Airbnb in Niagara Falls, and I'm bringing my computer, my microphone. So I'm planning on doing a Fastlane review after my wife and kid go to bed on Saturday. So we'll be there.
I will be on the Fastlane post show with Denise. Don't forget, guys, this Friday, Stephanie Chase is doing predictions. Crazy101 says, look at Dave's recent tweet and Tony's reply. So I'm actually going to pull it up and show our audience for the sake of context, because this does talk about AEW All In ticket stuff. And I'll read it aloud for our wonderful audio listeners.
Cool.
Dave was asked, what about all the sold shirts with the wrong number on it and Ospreay's tattoo? Will the shirts be updated like this number? Dave says, for whatever reason, AEW made the decision to announce paid attendance rather than total, which is unusual for pro wrestling historically. Tony replied, the reason I announced the actual paid attendance, 81,035 sold, instead of saying over 85,000 tickets distributed, is because 81,035 sold at AEW All In is the all-time ticket sales record, whereas the North Korea shows had tickets distributed record. So there we go. For those of you that are wondering, that's an answer I wasn't sure that we would get, but by God.
There we did.
There we go. Guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up. Subscribe to Fightful Select. We are out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.